You know, last week I was having a conversation with my friend, and I just said, how are you doing? Please take your seat. And I just said to him, how are you doing? And then he didn't even answer my question. He said, you know, I can't wait for 2016 to be over. He said, I've had enough of 2016. And I didn't blame him. You know, I'm sure there are people here who might have gone through troubles and situations. But in all things, the Bible says, all things work together for good to them that love God. And you know, as we are about to shut the door on 2016 and step into 2017, there's something that I'd like to share with you this morning. Shall we turn to Genesis chapter 19? Genesis chapter 19. Clive, if I can have the amplified, please. Genesis chapter 19. God is good. Okay. Genesis chapter 19 from verse 12. It says here, and the two men asked Lot, have you any others here, sons-in-law or your sons or your daughters, whomever you have in the city, bring them out of this place. Now, what is happening here is God had enough with Sodom and Gomorrah. He had enough, and he was thinking of destroying Sodom and Gomorrah completely because he's had enough. But there were people in Sodom and Gomorrah that he wanted to take out. That was Lot and his family. And he said to Lot, I can't do anything here unless you step out. I'm taking you from where you are into a new season, but I can't take you. I can't destroy that place until you step out. But also he said to Lot, take with you every other person that you know. Take with you every person that you know. And that tells me how important it is who we have as friends or who we associate ourselves with. You know, the people you associate yourself with at times will determine the kind of blessing that come your way. Do you remember the story of Jonah? The moment he went into the ship, suddenly there was turmoil in the ship. The only time peace came in the ship was when they had to throw him out. And as you step into 2017, there are certain things you may have to throw out to bring that balance you need in your life. There are things you would need to throw out of your life to bring that balance you need. Clive, 1 Corinthians, please, chapter 15, verse 33. I just want to show you something quickly. Stop that. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse, I'm Godfrey, not a pastor. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, please. Listen to this. It says, do not be deceived or misled. Evil companionships, communion, associations, corrupt and depraved good manners and morals and character. And I find it very interesting that no matter how good you are, if you associate with bad people, they would influence you eventually. So you've got to be careful as you step into 2017. You've got to be careful who you choose as friends, who you allow into your life, and all that. It's really important. Don't know why I said it, but maybe it's for somebody. Okay. So let's go on. Chapter 13, verse 13 says, Genesis chapter 19, 13 says, for we will spoil and destroy Sodom, for the outcry and shriek against its people has grown great before the Lord, and he has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were to marry his daughters, and said, up, get out of this place, for the Lord will spoil and destroy this city. But he seemed to his sons-in-law to be only joking. They thought he was joking. Now, when morning came, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, arise, take your wife and two daughters who are here, and be off, lest you too be consumed and swept away in the iniquity and the punishment of the city. 16, but while he lingered, the men seized him and his wife and his two daughters by the hand, for the Lord was merciful to him. He said to him, look, leave out, get out quickly. But he was delaying. He didn't want to go. He was lingering. Obviously, there was something that was holding him back, why he couldn't step into his new season. But God, in his mercy, had to literally take him and throw him out because destruction was coming. Now, it says in verse 16, but while he lingered, the men seized him and his wife and his daughters by the hand, for the Lord was merciful to him, and they brought him forth and set him outside the city and left him there. 17, and when they had brought them forth, they said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you or stop anywhere in the whole valley. Escape to the mountains of Moab, lest you be consumed. Now jump to 26. It says, but Lot's wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. But Lot's wife looked behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. You know, years ago when I used to work for Boots, I remember this guy came in to develop and print some pictures. And then he showed it to me, an old guy, maybe late 70s or 80s. And as I was looking through the pictures, it was a picture of a Chinese plant. So I said to him, oh, wow, this looks really nice. Where did you get them from? And he said, oh, I do them myself. He said, feel free to come to my house one of these days. He lived in Edgeware, and come and have a look. So I think after 2 or 3 weeks, I decided to pay him a visit. And then when I got to his place, he asked me inside. But in his dining hall in his house, he had a picture of a woman framed on the table. And I was wondering who she was, but eventually he said to me, that woman there was my wife. She's died, but he said for 50 years, while they were married for 50 years, and within that time, not a single time, not once did they even quarrel or argue. I said, oh, wow, that's amazing. 50 years, well, not even a single. I didn't believe it, but he convinced me, and I believed it. And as much as it sounded great, it's one thing that I saw. He couldn't move on. He couldn't move at all because memories of what he had with the wife were still up there. And as a result, he couldn't move on. He kept looking back to the things they had. And as a result, they couldn't move on. And I see that happening with Lot and the wife. Memories of what was happening in Sodom were stopping them from moving ahead. They kept looking back. At some point, even when they decided to go forward, at some point, the wife had to look back. And as a result, she turned into a pillar of salt. And at times, if you don't take time, if you step out and you keep looking back, you can't go forward. If you keep looking back, you cannot go forward. There are times that you need to forget everything that is in the past. That is why it's called the past. Just drop everything and move forward. Because if you don't, it would hold you back. I can't tell you the number of people who have lost the best years of their lives because they were lingering. They were lingering like the way, what's his name was doing, Lord? They was lingering because they were in a place where they can't decide, should I go, should I not go? They let the past hold them back. It kept holding them back. But you know, as we enter into 2017, it's time to shut the door on distraction. It really is time because if you want to do anything significant for God, it's time to shut the door on distraction. And this is something in the book of Matthew that I'd like to show you. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. Verse 25. Shutting the door on distraction. You know, I was in the bus and the bus delayed for just 1 minute. And this guy in the bus, he was so angry. He goes like, this is 1 minute of my life I'll never get back. I'm thinking 1 minute of your life, you never get back. People spend hours behind the TV. People spend hours on Facebook. They don't even complain. But this clearly is somebody who values his time. And we have to learn to value our time as we step into 2017. You know, there's nothing wrong in watching TV. There's nothing wrong in watching, going on Facebook, as long as it adds value to your life. You know, if it doesn't add value to your life, then it's a distraction. You've got to shut the door on that distraction because it's going to hold you back. I mean, I'm on a platform on WhatsApp, and these are people from my old school. And so we talk all the time, but there are times that they send stuff on that platform, that's not appropriate. And there are times also they send stuff on there that is good. So I'm thinking, should I leave this platform or should I stay? So what I've done is I've changed the settings to so that it will filter things that come through. Because there are certain times, these things are distraction. You think, oh, it's just 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but it accumulates over the time. And it becomes a distraction. You know, I never, ever recommend looking back. But if you must look back, if for any reason you must look back, this is what you do. You say, God, thank you for where you've brought me. I know I'm not where I want to be, but I thank you, I'm on my way. I'm going to get there. But looking back, I thank you, I'm not where I used to be. I'm on my way. I will get there. And that is the only time that you should look back. Because there are times you look back, you can be ungrateful. In Matthew chapter 14 verse 25, let's see what Jesus does. He does something that I really like. It says here, Matthew 14, 25. And in the fourth watch between 3 and 6 a.m. of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. Next verse, please. And when the disciples saw him walking, now that's not what I want, sorry. It's my fault, Clive. Mark. Mark 5:35. This was when he was about to go and heal Jairus' daughter who was dead, so bring him back to life. It says, while he was still speaking, there came someone from the ruler's house who said to Jairus, "Your daughter has died. Why bother and distress the teacher any further?" Next verse. Overhearing but ignoring what they said, Jesus said to the ruler, Clive, do you want me to change this? But overhearing but ignoring what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be seized with alarm and struck with fear. Only keep on believing." Now, he was on his way to raise a dead girl. And then when he gets there, everyone is telling the ruler that, look, why bother the master? Because the girl is dead, so don't even bother him. Jesus overheard it, but he ignored it. He overheard what they said, but they ignored it. Even God knows that at times you need to ignore certain things that you hear. Because if you continue to entertain things, it gains root in here. It gains root in here. And as a result, it can affect you. Do you know that once it gains root, it can become a dominant thought here? And most times, people will go in the direction of their dominant thought. So if you do not ignore things that you hear at times, it becomes a dominant thought and you will go in that direction. And so even God knows that at times, there are certain things that you have to completely ignore because it can be a distraction in your life at times. And so he completely ignores and he says, instead, focus on the fact that I can do it. Focus on the fact that I can do it. Believe. Keep believing. Keep believing. Hallelujah. Now let's see the next verse, Clive, please. 37. And he permitted no one to accompany him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. Now I find this interesting. He's going to raise somebody who's dead. And even God himself decides to take this. There's 12 disciples. But he decides to take only three, Peter, James, and John. It's not that the other nine are not important. They're extremely important. I was thinking maybe that they even had to go with him so they learn from Jesus. But no, not at all. He decides to tell them to stay behind. And he keeps only three, Peter, James, and John. Now, there are certain seasons in your life. There are certain seasons in your life that you have to restrict access to who comes in. There are certain seasons that you have to restrict access to who comes in. All the nine people were important, the other nine. But he had to restrict access. He didn't want any distraction. Even when he got there to Jairus' house, he had to throw everybody out. He had to throw everybody out. Even God himself shut the door on distraction. He shut the door on distraction. Listen, if you're going to step into a new season, it's so important that you learn to shut the door on distraction. It's so important that you learn to shut the door on distraction. Now, I don't know what it is that is distracting you, but you know, and I know what it is that is distracting me. So I am going to shut that door on distraction. I like the story of Joseph. You know how he ran away from distraction. He ran away from distraction. The Bible says, let's just go there quickly. Genesis chapter 39. Genesis chapter 39 from verse 11. Genesis 39:11. Then it happened about this time that Joseph went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the men of the house were indoors. And she caught him by the garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in the hand and fled and got out of the house. And when she saw that he had left the garment in her hand, he had fled away, she called to the men of her household and said to them, "Behold, he, your master, has brought in a Hebrew to us to mock and insult us. He came in where I was to lie with me, and I screamed at the top of my voice. And when he heard me screaming and crying, he left his garment with me and fled and got out of the house." And she laid up his garment by her until his master came. So this is what was happening. Now, she's twisted the story. She's blaming Joseph of rape. And we all know that it wasn't the case. But it ended when the master came. Joseph was put in prison as a result. Now, there are times that you may do the right things, but it will end up with the wrong result. And when that ever happens, all I have to say is this: all things work together for good to them that love God. All things work together. I know there are people here that things happen to them that they don't even deserve it. There are times you do things that things happen and you know I deserved it because I did it. But there are times you find yourself in a situation that you know you don't deserve it. This guy was put in prison, but it turns out that it was in prison where his breakthrough began. Because he met an official of Pharaoh who later introduced him to the king. And as a result, his breakthrough started. So when the king, the Bible says one day the king, Pharaoh, he had a dream and needed somebody to interpret it. And they told him about Joseph. They said, Joseph has the ability to interpret dreams. So he called for him. And this is what Joseph did, and I'm sure you all know that. The Bible says he changed his appearance before he went to Pharaoh. Now, he didn't even know at the time that he was about to step into a new season. He didn't even know that God was about to elevate him. He didn't even know that God was about to take him to the next level. He didn't know all that. But he changed the appearance to match the occasion. He changed the appearance to match the occasion. And I've written here, I wrote this here as I was preparing, that every new season you enter must come with a corresponding action. Every new season you enter, every new level you enter must come with a corresponding action. He had to dress, he had to change his appearance to match the occasion. It's just like the seasons we have. If we're in winter, you can't be dressed in summer clothing. No, it's no good. Every new season must come with a corresponding action. So you have to know what your actions are to correspond with a new season that you're entering to. Because if you want something you've never had before, you've got to do something you've never done before. If you're doing the same thing that you were doing in 2016, then how do you expect to get any breakthrough in 2017? And that's what it is. If you want something you've never had before, then you've got to do something that you've never done before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. And so this guy has been elevated by God, Joseph. And now suddenly things turns around for him. Everything turns around for him. And now he begins to prosper. Because initially what he thought was something bad. Initially what he thought, the wrong thing he thought he had done, that ended him up in prison, has suddenly opened a door for him. And once again, I want to say that, look, as you step into 2017, you may be called to take certain actions. You may be called to take certain actions. You may be called to do certain things. Just do the right thing anyway. Just do the right thing. And maybe there are times, like I said, things happen to people that I know they don't deserve it. But all things work together. All things. No matter how bad it may seem, all things work together for good to them that love God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's one more thing I want to touch before I finish. You know, when Jesus invited Peter to step out and walk on water, if you remember, in Matthew chapter 14, Clive, if you can take us to Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. It says, and in the fourth watch, between 3 and 6 a.m. of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, it is a ghost. And they screamed out with fright. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, but instantly he spoke to them saying, take courage, I am, stop being afraid. And Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water. And he came to Jesus. Hallelujah. Now the disciples, before this, they had already seen Jesus feed about 5,000 people. And that already was mind-boggling to them. They were trying to come to terms with that miracle already. And the next thing they see is Jesus walking on water. So they think, wow, what manner of man is this? We just saw him do one miracle, and now he's even walking on water. What manner of man is this? And as a result, they begin to get scared, thinking he's a ghost. And they are screaming, ghost, ghost, ghost. And Jesus is saying, shut up. This is not a ghost. I'm Jesus. You should have gone to spec save us in the first place because I am Jesus. I am Jesus. But there is more to that story. There is more to that story. Because when you read that story, Jesus is saying, look, I know you are still trying to deal with that miracle that you saw previously. But when it comes to me, there is no limit to the possibilities. There is no limit to the possibilities that you have in me. There is absolutely no limit. He didn't just walk on water for the sake of walking on water. He says, look, I want you to step onto something new, onto a new ground, onto a new territory. And he's saying, when it comes to me, there is no limit to the possibilities that are open to you. And I believe as we step into 2017, our year expansion, God is calling us to new levels. He's calling us to new levels. We need to step out into new levels. But as long as you are in the boat, as long as you feel comfortable in the boat, then there's nothing that is going to happen. You need to step out. As long as you keep looking back, you can't step out. As long as you keep looking in the past, you can't step out. And he's saying, today I want you to step out. I want to take you to new levels, not only in my relationship with you, but even in the things you do, in the work you do, in your workplaces. I used to be in the soundbox. But he's taking me to new levels. You know, I said to Pastor Joe the other day, and that's what he wants to do for everybody. He wants to take you to new levels. Look, if you're so comfortable where you are, then chances are you're not growing. If you feel so comfortable where you are, chances are you are not growing. There are times that you need to be straight. It's time to step out. It's really time to step out. And you need faith to do that. Because stepping on water is not an easy thing. But he's saying, that is the level I'm calling up to. But the good thing is, he was watching whilst Peter was doing it. And he held him when Peter failed. And I said to Pastor Joe the other day, you know what? I wouldn't say no. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. Because I know God is watching to hold you. Hallelujah. And I really believe as we step into this new year, God is calling us to new levels. He really is calling us to new levels. But first of all, we have to shut the door on distraction. That's number one. You have to shut the door on distraction. You have to, because it can hold you back. If you keep looking back, if you keep staying in your past, then you can't move forward. We saw the story of Lot. She froze, literally. She froze. She couldn't go forward because things in the past kept her bound. And as we've got to let go as we step into 2017. And don't forget, as you step into 2017, you have to match. Every level that you go, your actions have to match. You know, because if you want something you've never had, you know it. You've got to do something you've never done before. You know, so in closing, I'd just like us to rise up on our feet right now. Jesus said, keep believing. He said to Jairus, keep believing. Keep believing. Keep believing. Even though he overheard what the people said, he ignored it. There are going to be times that you have to ignore what people say and people do to you. There are going to be times that you have to completely ignore it. Joseph shut the door on distraction. Distraction comes in many forms. And for Joseph, it came as a temptation. And he completely shut the door. He fled. He fled. And at times you need to flee. He says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? I want to take you to a completely different new level. And as we step into this new year of expansion, it's probably going to be a level that you've never been before. It's going to be one that you would really need to step out in faith and trust Him to do it for you. I just want you to lift your hands before God right now. And I just want you to ask God this morning. Maybe you might not even know what the distraction is that is in your life that is probably stopping you. But you say, God, I need you to reveal to me the distractions in my life that is going to stop me from stepping into my year of expansion. I want you to show me the distractions in my life that is going to stop me from stepping into 2017. And Lord, once you do that, give me the strength to shut the door on distraction.
fill the air of a new season blowing over this place right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift every single one here, God, into your hands this morning. Father, I thank you so much for the plans and purposes you have for them, even in 2017, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to come against any distraction, God, that the enemy might try to put in their way to stop them, oh God, from stepping into their new levels, oh God. Father, I pray against anything that would try to hold them back emotionally, anything that would try to hold them back psychologically, anything that would try to hold them back spiritually, even physically. Father, I pray against that right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift them up once again before you, God.